This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan, plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts. Hotel Collection. Bring luxury hotel scenting home. Save 35% off with code MMA35. Life Fitness. Work out in comfort and train whenever. Save 10% off your order with code MMA10. Renew Therapy. Earn your health benefits daily with a cold plunge. Save $200 off with code MMA200. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 607.
607!
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening?
Thinking. What is happening? Not much. Not much is going on. I started golfing a little, so I'll say that it's been quite brutal, but I enjoy it. It's nice to be outside. As long as I don't care about the golfing part, then I'm having fun.
Yeah, I don't take it too serious. I don't think any of us, none of us in our circle of friends, take it too serious. No. Just kind of like, hey, we're out there whacking some balls. Maybe a baseball bat comes out. Some balls get smacked. You know.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to be consistent in that sport unless you play all the time. You have to swing a club every day pretty much to be consistent at golf.
Yeah, that's not happening. So. That's a lot of work to do daily, let alone once a week, once a month, twice a season, whatever. I hear that. Mm-hmm. Hey, how about them Blackhawks? They're in second to last place right now.
Oh yeah. The Hawks.
They're almost there. Like, you just gotta continue to lose out. They only have 3 games left. They're playing tonight. Unfortunately, it was tied 1-1. I'm like, oh my God, what are you guys doing? Just fucking, there's no incentive to win. Just lose.
Right. Well, pride.
I guess. I mean, you don't want to, I think as a coach too, you don't want to instill losing as a good thing to your players.
Right. Yeah.
So I think that's why the GM has tried to just absolutely destroy the team by trading away everyone that's good. And then at this time of year, push everyone down to the AHL, like the minor league team, as much as they can. Plus they wanted that team to like try to run deep into their playoffs so that those guys can get a little playoff experience. And then hopefully start the rebuilding next year more. Like, let's try winning again. Mm-hmm. Might be helpful. Maybe get some better announcers, because I feel like they are so minor league right now with the way everything's going. Just, I don't know. Ever since the Pat Foley, who was their main announcer, retired, he was fucking calling games back when I was watching, like, in the early 90s. And they pretty much forced him to retire last year, which sucked because him and Eddie Olczyk seemed just like the best tandem. Like, if you have a good tandem, even when your team sucks, it's still fun to watch the broadcast, because then sometimes they're just bullshitting and telling cool hockey stories or whatnot. And I mean, that just, I think it translates to any sports. If you got a good crew, and I think in football, it's what, like Tony Romo and whoever he's calling games with. Is it Jim Nance? I don't
maybe
know.
Yeah,
but there's like certain
the crew. Yep.
Yeah, there's certain guys like it's like I don't even care about this sport that much, but you guys are just so good, and there's a good chemistry. Like, that's fucking great. It's almost like you're listening to a podcast, like a good podcast, but there's also a sport being played in the background of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking hanging out with your buddies, you know, drinking or not, just watching the game.
Watching the game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like Fight Companion, right?
Pretty much, yeah. So speaking of the fight companions, would we have this weekend a little UFC 287?
Yes, sir. What fight do you want to talk about first? The headliner?
Well, first I want to show you the picture of the cage side.
Oh, I was going to say.
The motley crew of Mike Tyson, Kid Rock, Donald Trump, and Dana White. Fucking hell, man. That is Motley Crue. I don't know what else that is.
Yeah, it's funny you brought that up, because I had this one. Here he is with the rap god, Mr. Macadamics Look at how orange Mr. Trump's looking.
Oh, he's so orange. He looks like he's had some work because his face like actually looks like he's getting younger. Because, you know, typically a guy becomes president and then it ages him 30 years or whatever, some obscene amount. Donald looked like he got younger. But again, who's doing what as the president? I don't know. Some people feel stressed. Some people don't.
But like Bill Clinton, blowjobs in the White House. That's what you need. Blowjobs all around.
That's fine. I can get behind this.
Just rip out my dick. Just hey, in case.
I did not have sexual relations.
It's okay. Just play with it a little bit. It's fine.
Yeah.
Hillary.
Just hit yourself in the face.
Good God. That guy was a major pervert.
Yeah. But he played the saxophone, so.
Sure did.
Yeah, I guess we just start with the main event and kind of work back. So,
yeah,
Alex Pereira versus Israel Adesanya. But actually, this is what, the fourth time they fought? Fourth time. So,
yes.
Yeah.
And now they're even, so they have to have a rematch, no?
Yeah, even in MMA, not in kickboxing, yeah.
Yeah. So, the couple of things that I want... This fight was interesting. The way it looked is that Pereira was markedly bigger and seemed like he had a lot more power and was just kind of walking Stylebender down like a lot. And you know, they kept talking about his menacing, you know, presence in the cage, Pereira, like he stands very tall. And to me, seemed like he was pretty much winning the fight up until shit fan, you know, near the end of the second round where he caught a couple of nice right hands from Izzy. Right. And
yeah,
I think he thought he had him stunned for a second and went in for the kill.
He did, yeah, like Izzy was firing back while kind of in that like pocket up against the cage and in that haze. Like he's one of those guys that can fire back when he's hurt.
Yeah, extremely fast and accurate. So, you know, and I was pretty impressed that kind of I thought he was gonna on his way to losing that fight.
Yeah, because I think those leg kicks were working again because I thought he even like buckled Adesanya with one of those kicks.
He did, yeah.
But yeah, that KO just seemed like to come out of nowhere. Like he cracked him once, and then he cracked him again down, and then a hammer fist, and then like I don't know. The older I get, the more I like a little bit of sportsmanship in MMA. So I don't like the pettiness of, boy, I just knocked you out. Now I'm going to shoot like three bow and arrows into you. Then I'm going to go across the cage and find where your son is and then pretend like I get knocked out like you did to me back when I was in kickboxing. I'm like, why would you torment a little child? Like, what the fuck?
Pretty bad.
And then, like, being proud about it. Yeah, I sought that motherfucker out, showed him his dad just got knocked out. I'm like, you.
That creates like generational anger. And this is like,
yeah, because someone like posted Rocky this.
Five or whatever.
Yeah, someone posted this. I'll post this up of like, you know, Alex Pajeda's kid gonna grow up to be this motherfucker. That's a fucking,
yeah.
Go home, buddy. I work alone. Guy. Yeah. And then he becomes Syndrome, like a super bad guy. So it's like what you're talking about.
Are we allowed to show a tweet that was edited, like with a little like Mortal Kombat action?
Just show it and then I'll figure out if I need to take it out. Because at least I'll enjoy it. And then sorry, fans, because some of these companies will copyright fucking everything. So
this is a pretty cool edit. Like if you, I'll see if I can put the sound effect.
I think this is okay. I'll take a shot with this.
Hold on. Let me do the sound effects here.
Okay.
The share sound. Hopefully that's not too loud. Here we go.
You'll be all right. Oh shit. Finish him.
Pretty cool, nice. Huh?
Yeah. See, in that aspect, I can appreciate like the celebration because it's a video game style. It's like you play a video game. In real life, I don't like that shit anymore.
Yeah,
and I'm just trying to think, like, what's next for these guys? I feel like, don't you have to run this again?
Well, maybe, I mean,
shit?
Robert Whittaker is in the mix, right? As potentially
third fight.
Yeah.
So then, I don't know.
I was reading online that the Grisius Duplessis is a guy that would be potentially like an up and coming guy that might be work. He's number six and he's undefeated in the UFC. So maybe that's a guy. There's a few guys down on the ranks because it's like everybody else has already fought or is tied up. And
yeah, and I think Dana's trying to push Alex to 205.
That makes sense. For some reason. He's freaking huge, though. Like, I don't know. Like, I could see him moving up because I don't want to see him fight Adesanya again. It's just.
Well,
like...
I just want to have them settle it because I have a problem with it was 1-1. And I mean, both the fights, like the first fight, I thought Adesanya was winning more. And then fucking Pajeda comes back and wins. And then this fight, Pajeda's fucking winning a whole fight. And then Adesanya KOs him kind of out of nowhere. But. I normally hate immediate rematches, but I think you got to do this one.
Mm-hmm.
But I almost feel like Dana likes Adesanya so much, they're not going to make the three. And just like, well, the right guy won now, so fuck it. You go to 205. And I think even Adesanya was saying, like, he's going to work his way back up. I'm like, well, why the fuck, when you've been the champion for a couple of years or whatever it is, do you get that privilege of the immediate rematch? And then the person that just won always gets fucked because the same thing happened to like Juliana Pena.
Yeah.
Right. And they fucking immediate rematched her against Nunes and then she took it back. Same thing happened here. Like, I hate the immediate rematch because it's not a fair chance for the person that won. Because let the other guy build up a couple of fights. Yeah. Work your way back. What the fuck?
Immediate rematch.
All the time.
Like every time.
Yeah.
Crazy. So
I guess we'll just wait and see what happens. But my preference is just make it a third time so you can have a clear cut who's better. Because right now, it's still Pajeda in my book. Because he's still 3-1.
Okay.
But I would also, I got to give props to Adesanya because I thought mentally that guy fucking owned him. I thought he was in his head. Because if you've lost three times to someone, so I'll give him credit for coming back.
Mm-hmm.
But just classless. Classless in your celebration.
Savage. Doesn't care.
I guess I could be okay with the arrow shots, but not like, let me find your son and fucking taunt him.
Taunt him, yeah.
Like the kid taunted you because the kid doesn't know any fucking better.
Right.
Anyway.
Men taunting children. There's something wrong about that.
Yeah. Wow. There was a lot of things I was going to say right there. I just I'm gonna chop it in.
Moving on.
Dalai Lama, something. Yes. Moving right along. Jorge Masvidal, Gilbert Burns.
Wow, man. Sad story. Or he just didn't look like himself. I don't know.
Yeah, he looked a step slow out there. And mm-hmm. I thought he won the first round, but it was very like slow paced and kind of an awkward fight. And then round two, like Burns gets the takedown, pretty much does fucking fuck all with it.
Yeah.
And then Masvidal looks gassed by the end of round two. And then round three is just all Burns, but decision win. For Burns, and then afterwards he's claiming, oh, Masvidal was greasing. Like, here we go again. Why do you gotta degrade the guy? Because obviously he retires, and we could talk about that and
mm-hmm.
what that means, but why can't you just let the guy go out on the fight with a retirement versus like slandering him?
Salty vagina.
You won the fight.
That's what right? I mean. Salty.
Jesus Christ, these guys are so thin-skinned.
They are, yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, before I forget, yeah. Burns, you know that there was a new glove being used in this for the first time that's supposed to prevent eye pokes. Burns actually has a little video out where he explains about the new glove that,
yeah.
You see this?
I love it because people don't see, but it's not, it kind of make you, your fingers go down, so less eye poke. I like it, see? My hands are relaxed, it goes here, it doesn't stay here. way better for no eye poke. I like these new gloves.
Yeah, it's weird because one of the reporters asked the UFC if they brought new gloves out for this event. The UFC said no, but they secretly unveiled them sometime earlier this year is what happened. Because you can clearly see back in the day, like their hands relaxed. It was forcing them out. So we'll see. I mean, there'll be someone will have to measure it because I know when Bellator did that with the curved glove, way less eye pokes, way less. And I don't recall. Well, someone's going to have to run the stats and see like how often are we getting eye pokes now. Mm-hmm. But I think it's always a good thing because I think even Gilbert was saying that didn't affect shit from like a grappling standpoint, because I guess that's a concern too. Like, are you going to be able to get everything in the way you were before? Mm-hmm. No issues, except for greasing.
It's hard to put the grease there. Maybe you got a little dispenser on there.
Yeah.
Shoot it out.
Yep.
I don't
know. And then Masvidal retiring. Oh, shit. You're fucking shocking people over there.
Yes, he retired. I mean, I didn't realize he has like 70 fights professionally in all the various martial arts he did, which is like insane.
Yeah, because so. he was doing like that backyard brawling or bare knuckle like street fighting shit with Kimbo Slice back in the day.
He was
like, holy fuck. And he was fighting dudes like way bigger than him. Mm-hmm. And then he was doing Strike Force and all sorts of other shit. I don't know. I always liked him and then I just hated this fight too, because Burns was having success in the feet. So why go to the ground? There was no need. Especially as the fight went on, I didn't think like you needed to keep grinding him out when you've already gassed him out. Just fucking stand and bang it out. You're doing well, especially in the third round. He was fucking teeing off. And I think Masvidal even said win or lose, he was going to retire regardless. So I think that's something to keep an eye on going forward, because once that thought gets into someone's head, I don't think they typically win that fight. They come in because they're already checked out in their head, like, win or lose, I'm out. So again, like, how hard is he training? I don't know.
Hard to say. I mean, I don't know. You kind of just hope, you know, for the best, I guess, as far as if he's going to take a fight, he does well. But I mean, money wise, I don't know. Does it make sense sometimes to take a fight even if you're not training? Maybe it does.
Well, Nick Diaz had to do that one versus Robbie Lawler again and just take his medicine because he needed the fucking money, which sucks. So yeah, some of these guys will and some won't, but it's just too bad. It's like, I feel like there were better fights for him out there, but he just kind of got fucked with a bunch of wrestlers here at the end.
Yeah.
Just kind of grapple fucking him, where if he would have just been, and then you didn't get to see the Leon Edwards fight. That's never going to fucking happen, like, unfortunately. But even if he squeaked by Burns, how the fuck is he going to beat Edwards then?
He won't. Like, yeah, no chance.
Yeah. So it's like he had his moment, made his multi-millions of dollars, and then rides off into the sun. So good for him.
It. Yeah. Yep. That flying knee, right? You should like, did he made like a little Dan Henderson like logo of the flying knee?
Yeah. Super necessary.
Everything's super necessary. You know what's necessary?
What's that?
We might have to talk about some sponsors unless you're still going on the UFC.
I just want Kevin Holland with a nice face plant KO of Ponzinobbio.
Yes,
but that's
forgot
all
about that. Forgot about that one.
Get right into sponsors.
We have the Manscaped.
That's right.
Brought to you by Manscaped. And what a perfect time, considering April is Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, to help raise awareness and to fundraise for a great cause. The leaders in below the waist grooming partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to remind you to check your golden nuggets this month for anything not so golden. And while you're down there, shave your balls you save your balls. Support a good cause and go to manscaped.com and use code MMANUTS20 to get yourself 20% off plus the free shippings.
That's right. So since April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, I want to take a second to talk about men's health issues that are important to me. Did you know one guy every hour, every day is diagnosed with testicular cancer? So this is a reminder to all the men listening to check yourselves. If you feel something not all right, you better go to that doctor and make the doctor play with your nuts and make sure they're shaved, because I'm sure the doctor can appreciate shaved balls. Everyone appreciates shaved balls. So check yourselves.
And get 20% off and free shipping with code MMANotes20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with code MMANotes20 at manscaped.com. Make sure to spread the news and tell your buddies to check themselves before they rickety wreck themselves.
That's right.
Testicular Awareness Month.
Start spreading the news.
Oh my God. What is happening?
I don't know. Hey, this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Remember the days when you were always ready to go? Yeah. Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up, BlueChew.com.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. Does it work? Don't think you need it? Try it free for a month and see. You are going to love it. You could be missing out on the best sex of your life, guys.
That's right. It tastes delicious, too. I had one this morning. Delicious. It was like right before breakfast. Just
popping
right?
them like candy.
Yeah, right. It tastes like candy. They're really good, and they are efficient. So Blue Chew was to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code MMANuts at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code MMANuts. To receive your first month free, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Thank you, Blue Chew. We also have Fume. Cold turkey may be great on sandwiches, but there's a better way to break your bad habits. We're not talking about some weird mind voodoo from your crazy neighbor or friend. But we're talking about our sponsor, Fume, and they look at the problem in a different way.
That's right. Fume is an innovative, award-nominated device that does just that. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses all natural, delicious flavors.
Mm-hmm. Stopping is something we all put off because it's hard, but switching to Fume is easy, enjoyable, and even fun. Fume has served over 100,000 customers and has thousands of success stories. There's a lot of S's, and there's no reason that can't be you. Join Fume in accelerating humanity's breakup from destructive habits by picking up the Journey Pack today. Head to tryfume.com and use code MMANuts to save yourself 10% off when you get the Journey Pack today. That's tryfume.com and use code MMANuts to save an additional 10% off your order today.
Word. Back to the show. Yeah. They released salaries from Game Bread Boxing 4. Rattle off some of these. Roy Jones Jr. Because when we first announced this, I'm like, they probably paid each person like a name, probably like $100,000. I was sorely mistaken. Fuck. Roy Jones Jr., $700,000. Mm-hmm. Anthony Pettis, $650,000. Vitor Belfort, $400,000. Ronaldo Jacare Souza, $200,000. Jose Aldo, $425,000. Jeremy Stevens, $200,000. Pearl Gonzalez, $50,000. And then the shocker, Joe Riggs, $10,000. How the fuck does Joe Riggs get $10,000 and Pearl Gonzalez gets $50,000? I know she was the kind of like the main woman fighter, but Joe Riggs with 10, come on, man. You guy's a legend in the sport. But how the fuck is he getting the money to pay these fighters that much money? Like, where the fuck is, who's funding this shit?
Saudi oil money. That's what's happening.
I don't know, man. Someone else posted like a tweet and they said Game Bread Boxing 4 paid its 26 fighters a combined $2.83 million. UFC 276 paid its 24 fighters a combined $2.54 million. So Game Bread paid more to their fighters than the UFC did to a pay-per-view event.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is going on?
It's a money laundering scheme.
That's fine. But what the fuck? It's like great Amazon, for the fighters.
They never make money. They're just always growing, but never making any money ever.
Yeah, that's weird because you got to make something. You can't just keep running zeros. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck is that? Was that the ONE FC that keeps running super negative?
Yeah.
I think all these companies are. I mean, the UFC, if you look at them from a business standpoint, great business model because they're super fucking profitable. You're running whatever 35, 40% profit margins mm-hmm. in a sport where they'd have to be the people making the most amount of money out of any fighting league ever. Because I think boxing is on the lowest end because the boxers take the fucking lion's share of the money and then everyone else gets a little bit. But fuck, I don't know how he's doing it, but good for them. How's that? Maybe that's what he wants to be going forward. Just a fucking boxing promoter.
Could be.
Mogul. Unless he's just... I don't think he's bankrolling it with his money. He's smarter than that. Mm-mm. But yeah, someone's in the background funding him.
Maybe he can fund us. I'll take some of that.
$650 a show.
Yeah.
Million. What else is happening?
Are we allowed to show Bare Knuckle FC face-offs? If they're
posted? Yeah, show everything. I'll figure it out later. Or they'll tell me what Luke works Rock, and what doesn't.
Yeah. Luke Rockhold, Mike Perry. Here we go. We have our good friend.
This is fine.
JL Sonnen doing his little introduction. Here they go, doing the little face-off, little friendly banter. Kind of like Luke's jacket. It's pretty cool. I would probably wear something like that. And then Mike Perry's like, here it comes.
Yeah.
He's just like, I got something better for you. I'm gonna pick my nose and wipe it on you. And Luke's like, hey man, I didn't even notice that. So
yeah,
what do you think about that?
Well, I saw like some of the back and forth between them. I'm kind of surprised like how composed Mike Perry has been, but I think it's because he knows he's fucking built for this sport. Like he's gonna wreck Luke Rockhold like so bad. Yeah, it's gonna be so bad. I forget when this is. I think it's like the end of April.
April 29th. Yep.
So it should be a fun event. And I forgot. I think they're charging too much for this card too. Because I think back in the day, I want to say it was like $20 and you got all the bare knuckle fighting fights. I don't even remember what it is because I thought it was just an app on my phone and I would just log in whenever it was something interesting and see it. But yeah, he was very calm talking all sorts of crazy shit to Luke. I'm like, okay, man. Basically saying, I'm built for this fucking sport and I've got a chin and we're going to fucking test them out and see how that works out for you, Luke.
Yep.
As I paraphrase. And then a little blast from the past, I saw George Sotiropoulos is having another MMA fight.
That's the story I was talking about before we started. Oh, okay. Are they now?
It's insane, right? Like, there he is. When is this? May 26th. So I was going to ask the question, too, of like if I said, how would you describe George's fighting style? Like, how do you describe his fighting style?
Oh man, it's well, number one, he has like the body, his body shape is very strange.
Ethiopian.
Yeah, he's like skinny but bony, and I don't know, it's like herky jerky. I don't know.
Keith Jardine.
Yeah, like there it is. Keith Jardine, he reminds me of that. Yeah, Keith Jardine.
I was thinking if I have to go with one word, it's stiff. It's like very like very stiff, his motions, like almost like he has a back issue the way he approaches, but it's awkward, herky jerky. Yeah
But and you know, he hasn't fought since 2014. He's 45 years old, you know. I just, you know, I don't know. This is just confusing for me why he would do this.
Money. It's always money. Like, why else are you coming back, right?
Yeah.
You can make a quick, well, depending upon what organization, maybe $500,000. I mean, again, I always think, well, if you're headlining a card, it's probably a couple hundred thousand, but who knows? I don't know this organization. I don't know how much they're paying.
Yeah.
Hex.
Hex Fights or whatever.
Hex Fight Series.
Yeah.
So, and if it's on ESPN too, that's kind of curious, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But good to hear his name. Forgot about that guy. You always wonder, like, oh man, where's that guy at? Well, he's coming back for a fight they probably shouldn't take.
True story for a lot of fighters.
Yeah.
Speaking of fights that maybe some wish they wouldn't have taken, I forgot to mention on the broadcast over the weekend, UFC 287, they announced that that fight between Robbie Lawler and Rory McDonald back from UFC 189 is going to be inducted into the UFC Hall of Fame. It took place on July 11th of 2015. And if you recall, I think both guys, they were never the same after that beating they gave each other. I mean,
yeah, I think that ended both of their careers as far as how effective both of them were in the cage.
Yeah, I mean, Rory at one point didn't even know where he was, like, and he was still continuing on. Like, yeah. I think there's a classic example of somebody should have freaking thrown the towel in, like, a while sooner.
Probably.
They're both too tough, you know?
They probably like, I'm not fucking quitting. Nope. I'll bleed all over you.
You're going to quit? Nope. You're going to quit? Nope. Like, okay.
Just keep going, man.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense to put that one in the Hall of Fame. And it's also, it's always weird that you can just put a fight in the Hall of Fame versus put a fighter in. I get it. It makes sense, especially if it's your organization. Fuck. That's a great one. And I saw that they just announced, here we go again, we're talking about weird fights. They said Amanda Nunes versus Juliana Pena 3 for the bantamweight title. So are they trying to go for like the record of lowest pay-per-view buys for an event?
Maybe. It's quite possible.
Because I think Amanda has a bunch of those. Like, again, I don't understand why, but probably because there's no one else at 145. They've never, ever since the UFC put in a 145 women's division, they've never put any fighters on the website. It's only been champion.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have enough people to stock that class. So
yeah,
it's fucking stupid. What else is happening?
That's it for news. I have a couple of t-shirts I found that I want to share with you at some point. So
I got a handful of other things. So I saw the BKFC president, I think it's David Feldman. He just said that Francis Ngannou is asking for unrealistic money.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
So that now that's three orgs. So UFC, Bellator, and now BKFC. So I think Francis said he was going to try to do boxing, regular boxing next. Probably makes the most sense. And that's where he's going to make the most money. And then either PFL or 1FC, because they're probably willing to overpay just to have him. More, I would imagine, more likely PFL, because they're going to start their pay-per-view series. But
yeah,
it just seems weird, unless he just doesn't care and just goes, oh, I'm going to try to box. And
well, my concern is that he's going to tarnish his earning ability. He might make a one-off, like, big payday. But because of how he's playing this, it might not give him opportunity to go anywhere else.
After that. It just depends. How much is that big payday versus high paydays, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unless, I mean, I could venture to say maybe he makes $20 million in boxing. Depends. I don't know what the payout's going to be. It's got to be over 10 for him to box. Yeah. And I wish these guys would say, what is he asking for? What is unrealistic? Is he asking for $5 million a fight, $10 million, $20 million? Like, where is that number? None of these guys will fucking just come out and say it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. That's a good question. I've I feel like it's over 10 if they're talking about that. Because I think the UFC would have paid him that, you know?
Yeah, and I forgot what they said he would have got, but I want to say it was close to that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see. And then speaking of the bare knuckle fighting, I saw Bam Margera from Jackass challenge Johnny Knoxville and Jeff Tremaine to a bare knuckle boxing match.
Jesus. Are they no longer friends? Wasn't there a falling out or something?
Yeah, and I think Bam is just like a alcoholic or on drugs, and he can't wean off of whatever he's on. And he just keeps going so you're just kind of watching I don't know what it is, like those
implosion,
yeah, where you like they do those true Hollywood stories of like whatever happened to this guy, and he's just on the tail end of his fucking nightmare of whatever life is left. It's just weird. And then speaking of a screw loose, did you see Tiger Woods withdrew from the Masters because he had a screw had broken through his skin on his surgically repaired leg?
No.
Yeah, he had to fucking bow out, because I saw like a couple of highlights of after he hit a shot and he's like hobbling to get back to like his caddy. Like, oh my God. He's just, I didn't realize like he's that jacked up, but I forgot. Yeah, he had a pretty fucking serious car accident where he rolled his fucking SUV and like jacked up his leg. So he's still kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
I watched a little of that. It was interesting. But I watched it like right at the end. Because I'm okay. Like, I think I was...
Who won? Do you know?
Rom.
Oh, Rom. Okay. That guy looked... I saw him play a couple holes like on Saturday. He looks pretty tough.
Yeah, I saw like the last four holes. Because I think... I was on ESPN Plus to watch some UFC stuff, and then that showed up like, hey, do you want to check this out? I'm like, all right, I'll fucking check this out. What's going on? And I got suckered in. I'm like, oh no, I can't be watching golf. No. This is supposed to be boring. I'm like, right. I was getting so semi entertained by that. I'm like, oh no, I'm getting old. I might as well start watching baseball like on TV. Like those are, I think, the worst sports to watch, like baseball and fucking golf. Because there's lack of action for a lot. I like constant action sports, you know, hockey, obviously. And then football isn't always constant, but it's like there's shit going on.
Yeah. A lot of breaks in football.
That's why I usually watch it on tape delay so I can fast forward through everything. So it's all action all the time for me. So you'd be tweeting back and forth. I'm like, I'm not even fucking responding because I'm like an hour and a half behind the game. Like,
that's funny.
And then I saw this new sport. I know there's a new fight league out there, and I'm wondering if Dana White's going to get into this game, because, you know, you've seen the slap fighting, but what about this new one? If I can find it here, hang on. Not slap fighting, but like slap pan fighting.
I feel like I've seen this before at some point. That's fantastic.
I feel like one guy's going way harder than the other.
Oh my God. Hey guys.
It's like, how do you like your eggs? Like, I'm over easy.
That's okay. Funny.
Oh my God. Shit, man. Like two disgruntled chefs. Like, let's fucking work it out on the battlefield, motherfucker.
That's pretty funny. I like
it. Oh shit. And then I finally found you know, we were looking at that fight, I think we can go this Fight Circus 6. I finally found some fucking clips because I wanted to see the Siamese twin fight with Bob Sapp and Rampage. So I got a little highlight from that. I'm sure they'll be okay with us sharing this. And if not, they'll let us know.
Back up for more.
There you go.
Oh, nice. You found it.
Keep an eye on the right side of Ramsap. He's an interesting fighter. See, he's going crossface. He's attacking both.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh,
nice uppercut. Nice uppercut.
He's circling away. Oh, they're getting hit now.
Oh, he's down.
He falls again.
He's down.
Rampage looks gassed.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, must not be like doing all that road work like he used to.
No. That's still my favorite of him. Like, he's on that show dieting with Mike Dolce, and they show him running, and he's like, I'm running all these miles. I'm like, fucking, you are not running. That's I don't know what you call that, what like you're doing.
Speed walking, man.
It's like, he's funny. He hated cardio.
Yeah. So they had that one, and then they also had this 2-versus-1 woman fight.
Mm-hmm.
I got a little of that. Hopefully we'll not be too loud.
Whoa.
It's kind of hot. Kind of like this action. The music in the background is probably going to get copyrighted.
Double submission, huh? Triple submission. I don't know what's going on where.
I don't know. There's just punches. Oh, she's cornholing her. But you should, like, she should be going to
kick someone in the axe.
Can you that happens all the time. You check their oil. You should be able to fucking kick them in the cornhole.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you get the action. But then it just amps up them there, because then I saw this other fight. This isn't fight circuits. This is a 3-versus-1, Ingo. So one extremely large man versus 3 ladies. Here we go. This keeps getting weirder and weirder.
Wow.
So I don't understand the ladies, because they don't look like they have much experience fighting. Because this dude's liver is open, his legs are open, because he's just focusing on one. They could also jump his back and fucking rear naked choke him out. I didn't know these guys were in a bunker.
What are they wearing, man? What is happening right now?
Right.
You can't hit him in the belly. There's too much padding.
Yeah, but those legs are weak as shit. You can leg kick the fuck out of him, but most effective, jump his back and take his neck.
Or just run around the cage for a minute.
Or push kick him. Yeah, he's going to tire out.
He's already tired.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm done.
But how big do you think that guy is? How much does he weigh?
475.
Yeah, he's over 4 for sure. He might have a heart attack out there.
He's turning purple.
But I don't know why the ladies are waiting, too. They're just letting the one do work.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to attack at the same fucking time. He's big enough to pick an angle.
Uh-huh.
But, and they never take him down, because I think if you just keep going, he's just standing the whole fight. So, anyway, these other countries are doing it right. Like, you got to do 2-versus-1, 3-versus-1. That's obscene, because it's a very large fat man versus 3 ladies. And wow. I don't know what else to say about that.
No comment.
Yeah. Yeah. And then speaking of a lady and 3 things, here you go. Here's a lady submitting 3 baseball bats.
Whoa. You can hear it.
Oh, that's frightening. I'm so worried, because bats usually splinter. I was just waiting for the blood to start spurting. I figured she's taking one in a fucking artery for sure.
Yeah.
A little KO of the week. Here we go. These are brutal this week.
Okay, I'm bracing myself.
I think we'll go a little volume. I don't know what countries we're in. This looks like kickboxing. There we go.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. He got a cow whiff. I don't know what happened there, but...
Yikes. He woke up halfway and then got knocked out again.
Yeah. So we had that one. Let's check out this other one. Both fucking brutal. I'm gonna turn the volume down. This one's a little juiced up. Oh,
nasty.
Oh, that guy is shook. Like, oh my gods, might have to go clothes shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, tweet of the week. This one will go to Elon Musk. He says, our landlord at San Francisco headquarters says we're legally required to keep the sign as Twitter and cannot remove the W. So we painted the W background color. Problem solved. Now they're at titter. Fucking doesn't give a shit. Like, titter. Like, okay. Wow. And apparently Mackenzie Dern has been spotted out in the wild. Just in case you guys are keeping track at home.
Mm-hmm.
Looking fantastic. And we got a couple fighters celebrating Easter over the weekend. Oh, shit. Well, I'll show this one and take care of it. I didn't realize what I was bringing up here, but apparently Al Brooke is saying Happy Easter. I'm going to have to fix that in post.
What's going on in the background there? It's like weird stuff on the ground. Like a guy tied up in
her. It looks like a guy and or a lady. I'm not quite sure. Might be a little 3-on-1 action. Mm-hmm. Then we have the blonde bomber wishing everyone a Happy Easter. And those two are pretty good friends, too. Well, good for them. A couple Easter wishes. A little Ask the Nuts.
Ooh, we have a question?
Well, it's just a general that I'll apply to the show. So this is Karate Combat. And it's, what do you call this move?
Oh my God.
Typically that lands.
Like, I totally saw that coming. I don't know what you call that. I'm just curious. What the hell kind of fighting environment is that they're fighting in?
It's awkward. Yeah.
Slanted walls. Really weird.
Yeah. It looks like a great way to fucking wreck your ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge. What do you get for Knowledge?
Yes. I have a couple shirts. One of which I'm not sure if you've shared before. I couldn't remember, but here's one. Oh, you're into pronouns, huh? Me too. Let me she them.
Today. Timmy.
That's one. All right. And the other one. I swear you might have showed this, but I don't know.
Oh, I think it was a guy wearing it. I love sucking dicks with my butthole.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
He looks happy. So
I'm going to respect a woman who wears that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to turn the volume off on this, but fuck, because it's playing the Mission Impossible theme. So let me dial this down. But I saw this kid. He's an expert shot. Mom's painting the wall. Kid's in the background. Shoots her right in a cornhole. He delivers the facial.
Oh, my God.
But did she get KO'd here? Because it's a straight in the bun, like in her cornhole. And then she like my back. But then she goes like right here. She stiffens like a board.
She does.
And then takes
the guy's like, I'm out of here.
So much cum to the face.
I would if I was that kid, I would move out immediately.
Yeah, he's running away. He's smart. He's like, I gotta go.
It's death.
I got places to be.
Yeah.
But he was so spot on with that shot.
He was.
Oh my God, mommy is not happy. Well, maybe she is.
Yeah.
She's probably used to that. Paint the town white, paint his wife white, mm-hmm. something like that.
We made
cause chaos, rock like Amadeus.
Mm-hmm. That has been another edition of MMA Notes. My name is Eagle Weigel.
Matt Gruitt, thanks for playing.